Hello, my name is Christopher Morris, news editor at Denton Publications. I'm here today for North Country Commerce with Sylvie Nelson, executive director of the Saranac Lake Area Chamber of Commerce, reporting for All Communications. How are you, Sylvie?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming.
Great. Today, we're taking it back to the Tri-Lakes again, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Saranac Lake Area Chamber of Commerce's role in developing business and promoting the economy in the Tri-Lakes area. So would you like to tell me about the history of the Saranac Lake Area Chamber of Commerce?
The chamber has been in operation since 1922, and my understanding is during World War II, they somewhat suspended the activities of the chamber for a few years and then started back, I think, in the late 40s, and it's been going strong ever since. So basically, the organization has been in effect for 87 years now. Mm-hmm. So we have a track record.
I know from experience, having lived in Saranac Lake, it hasn't always been the Saranac Lake Area Chamber of Commerce. When was that integrated?
You know, I think that was probably integrated a few years back, but I'm not really sure because that was before my time, and I don't really have that answer for you. But by area, really, it means that it's not just specifically for Saranac Lake. It's really for the Tri-Lakes area. And for us, we also work very strongly in partnerships with our other chambers in the area, namely Tupper Lake Chamber of Commerce, as well as the Essex County Visitor Center, which is in Lake Placid, and more importantly, also with the Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce as part of an alliance of North Country chambers.
One thing I'm interested in talking to you about is whether or not your idea is to drive business towards local businesses or to drive people to the area and then hope that will trickle down.
I think it's twofold, really. We do, and we just finished a radio campaign to try to incite people in this economy to shop locally, because we know that when dollars stays at the local level, they circulate at the local level, which means that we are all healthier financially in that respect. So we had a radio campaign inciting people to think of us locally first, and think of our neighbors and our friends who do have businesses here in the area. And then if they cannot find the goods or services that they need, then they can, of course, you know, go on the internet, go to Plattsburgh or whatever. But first and foremost, I think it's very important for us to think of ourselves, because otherwise we are going to fail, especially right now in the climate that we're in. And we don't want our friends and family members to fail.
And I understand that back in December, you introduced something known as the Buy Local Passport, which is one of the tools you're using to encourage people to shop locally. Would you like to explain how that works?
That was actually spearheaded by the Saranac Lake Community Store. I don't know if you're familiar with mm-hmm. them, but basically, in a nutshell, it's a group of people who are selling shares for this community store that would come in and basically fill a need that is needed in the community with items that are not presently being sold. So the group that's behind that came up with the Buy Local campaign and the passport, and we certainly support that because it kind of goes hand in hand with what I was discussing earlier regarding the importance of keeping our dollars locally. So we support that, and we made that available starting at Sparkle Village, which is a big arts and crafts show that we have on the first weekend of December. And then we're extending the campaign until Winter Carnival, and for people to come in and visit our stores, and then they have to get stamps in their passport, 35 businesses of the 40 participating total businesses that are listed and are basically mm-hmm. part of the program. So that has been going on since the beginning of December, and it's going to end on the 15th of February.
You mentioned Gary Douglas and the Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce. He's been a guest on our show before. Would you like to talk a little bit about that relationship and what kind of incentives it's driven for the area?
It's very important for us. You know, the Saranac Lake Area Chamber of Commerce, we're 400 members, which is, for size of our community, it's decent. Mm-hmm. The thing is, of course, is that we don't have the staff that the Gary Douglases of the world have in the mm-hmm. Plattsburgh Chambers because of the sheer number that they have, the kind of community they're in, and so on. So there are a lot of things we personally cannot take care of at the local level just because we don't have enough people to do it. So by participating in the Alliance of the North Country Chamber of Commerce, it allows us to tap into very important issues that otherwise we would not be able to address. Some of the things that are on the radar screen, of course, and has been for a couple of years right now, is the OnTrack partnership, which we're working on trying to rehabilitate the railroad between Saranac Lake and Tupper Lake in the first phase, and the second phase into Dendera in Utica. It's a visionary thing. A lot of people, you know, question that because the train that that's presently doing Lake Placid Saranac Lake comes in a couple of times a day during the summer, and then that's it. And what we've established, though, is that when you're looking at the big picture, especially now with the price of oil going up and down and up and down, we're at the mercy, basically, of whoever's setting the price up there. But not only would it be good for tourism, which is the biggest industry in our area, but also eventually for freight. And our thing on this is that if the tracks go, and they're in pretty bad shape, if they go, they'll never come back. Mm-hmm. And so what we're trying to do is to make sure that they get saved, and then that we can also encourage more tourism through the train and eventually freight. And this, we've established it to be an impact of $20 million. And for a region like ours, that's significant.
Absolutely.
So infrastructure, very important. We need to keep that. And that's one of the projects that we're working on with them. The other project is the general aviation terminal that the town of Harrietstown has established as one of their priority for the Adirondack Regional Airport, of which they own and manage. Basically, that's the bread and butter, the general aviation of the airport. We're the only airport in the park that can land 757s, I think. And when you're looking at the big picture and the asset that that is, it's very important. It generates the airport about $15 million economically annually. Mm. And that is based on a study that was done back in 2003 or something like that. So it's a little, it's old data, and we want to get another one done to kind of give us more accurate numbers. But 15 million, it's significant. So there's a need for a general aviation terminal that caters to the private jets that come through here. And Lake Placid definitely benefits from that directly through the horse show, for example, you know, the big hotels, even the point that is located in Upper Saranac Lake. And a lot of people have said things like, well, it's catering to the rich, blah, blah, blah. But what people need to understand is that they're the one with the money, and they're bringing it to our area. And if they're not going to bring it to our area, they're going to bring it somewhere else. And so we might as well be the recipients of it. So those are the type of projects that we can work on thanks to our partnership with them, because they do a lot of lobbying. They, you know, Gary's in Albany all the time. He's in Washington at least once a month. And those are things that I personally cannot do. It'd be impossible.
Well, I'd like to welcome listeners who are just joining us. This is North Country Commerce. I'm Chris Morris, news editor at Denton Publications. My guest today is Sylvie Nelson, executive director at the Saranac Lake Area Chamber of Commerce. Sylvie, one of the buzzwords or colors, I guess, is green. And the Saranac Lake Area Chamber of Commerce has been in the news and in the media a lot lately for LED lead efficiency and working on those fronts to bring more green energy to the area. Would you like to explain some of the initiatives you've taken?
Well, it all kind of started through the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy, which is basically the master plan for the village of Saranac Lake. And part of the master plan identifies the fact that we need to be greener and we need to attract green industries and things like that. And then, of course, with the energy crisis that we experienced last year, we thought, you know, we've got to really be at the forefront of this, especially the fact that we're located in one of the most pristine area in the country. And how can we resolve all this? So we partnering through the village and so on, and they're actually the ones that got the lights for all the different decorations for the holiday season and so on. And according to Ann Hendrick from NYSERDA, the village of Saranac Lake was the first one to go totally LED in all of its operation. And so that's great. The other thing too is that we have a lot of people here that live in old homes that sometimes needs just a little tweaking to try to make them more efficient. So what we did is we created the energy fair back in September. And that was very successful, and we're planning on doing it again next year. But we recognize that we can be a leader in that whole trend. And it's not really a trend. I think it's more of a new way of life because of where we are and the things that we bring.
Yeah. Of course, now that it's 20 below outside, everybody's thinking about Winter Carnival, one of the biggest draws to the area. How does the Saranac Lake Area Chamber of Commerce play into that Winter Carnival? What role do you play?
We play a supporting role, actually, and there's a committee, fully volunteer committee, that kind of puts the whole carnival going. And what we do is we act more as their like right arm, in the sense that we offer our office during the event so people can come in and get the application forms forms for the different events and so on. We do all the copying and everything. We make available our 1-800 number. We advertise the event for them. So those are the type of things that we do. And of course, our office is manned during business hours. And so we are there to answer questions mm-hmm. from people that have inquiries about the event.
And how important is the Winter Carnival to the area economy?
It's very important. And even taking it one step further, I think, is a pride thing. That's mm-hmm. something that people are so proud of. It's 112th edition this year. If there's always a theme, it's a great way to get people outside of their house, whether they're very young or very old. We all brave the weather. We're out there. We're having fun. And, you know, it's at the period of the year where technically we should all be cocooned in and basically watching television and trying to wait until, you know, May comes around. But no, on the contrary, we celebrate it. We're proud of it. We have a beautiful ice palace that's renowned all over the place. We are renowned because of it. And it's a great event, and it brings people to town in a time of the year perhaps might not have as many. Mm-hmm. And that's very important because, again, it brings it brings dollars to the local economy, and certainly we need that.
And before we wrap up, I don't want to spoil any surprises, but are there any projects in particular or any events that the Saranac Lake Chamber of Commerce is trying to bring to the area?
We have basically our set schedule, not specifically. I mean, what we're working on right now is the concert series for the summer. So we're in the process of raising funds, and that's, you know, something that's getting harder and harder.
Yeah.
Those dollars are getting rare. And so that's one of the things we're working on. Another thing is Great Adirondack Days, which is around the 4th of July weekend. And of course, being the 4th on a Saturday, it'll be that weekend. That's an arts and crafts show in the park. And we always have a band at night before the fireworks and things like that. So those are the type of things we're working on. And then just our projects, you know, the airport, the train, all those different things, that the broadband, that's very important to us. So it's the day-to-day thing and in the big picture of stuff.
Great. I appreciate you coming onto our show this week. Again, this is Sylvie Nelson, Executive Director of the Saranac Lake Area Chamber of Commerce, and I'm Chris Morris from Denton Publications. And this is a product of Hall Communications. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast.